This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? The purple mustache. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? The purple mustache.
It's the Robin of Duck, Robin of objects that are moving. And the Robin of contact is friction.
Hi, Mike.
Friction is greater on rougher surfaces. On smoother surfaces, friction is less.
Bart.
Oil is quite useful for many purposes. Speaking of friction, what is your guess?
Oil smooths the surfaces and reduces the friction.
Friction, what is friction?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Friction is the rub-a-dub-dub-rub-a-dub-dub of objects that are moving. And the rub-a-dub-dub contact is friction at work.
Wax, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now for Four Seasons.
Keep waiting for you.
Because everything on this show is playing at the wrong spot.
Beautiful minds. Don and Mike.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Hey, know what's great about hosting a national talk show?
Purple
the purple mustache.
The purple mustache. Do you have the purple mustache?
How are you?
I know why we played the tape, because we have a Bobby Mailman on the line.
Ah, very good.
Now, hold on a second. What happened to Tom?
Tom was holding, because he's going to go to the big wedding.
Tom was on the other line. You got Bobby Mailman? Will you put him on hold?
The Tom called back.
He was yelling at me.
Oh, where's his theme? Would you grab his theme, please?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want to insult Robert.
What was he yelling at you about?
You know.
Toledo.
Different views.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo.
Oh,
mainly.
And then he brought up Toledo.
Yeah. There we go. I know he likes being played in with his theme. Joining us now, here is our good friend, Bobby Mailman. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Good evening, Don. Good, Mike. How you doing?
Long time no chat, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I've been busy, man. The post office is trying to fire me, and I'm taking in a lot of government class.
Now, why is the post office trying to fire you?
You know why, man. Black man.
Besides the fact that you're black, why are they trying to fire you?
I can't really go into it right now. I'll tell you later.
They're keeping the man down.
Even with your new teeth.
Oh, especially with the new teeth.
And listen, how are the new teeth? Everything great?
Oh, they're fine. They're right sitting right next to me.
Do you have them out now?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're talking any differently.
Well, you know how it is, Mike. I'm a like to walk around with them out.
You do?
Yeah, I just had a guy at the time clock tell me to put my teeth back in. I'm scaring him.
At the post office, they don't think they're going to fire you because you might have a bad work ethic.
That might be it.
That might be it.
One side note, I delivered Rob's mail today.
Yes.
And I saw a trip in his Halloween Uberman costume.
You know, Uberman.
It's too funny that in real life you are Rob's mailman.
That is.
And he looked real cute.
It's Superman, Robert. It's not Uberman. It's Superman.
Right, Rob.
Okay.
All right. I see a lot of Hitler lately on the History Channel. But how are you guys doing?
A beautiful letter U and a triangle with umlauts on it. Uberman.
We are doing great, and you know, I hate giving anyone else credit, but I wrote right here on the top, good idea.
Yeah, you did.
When I got the email.
Thank you.
This, Robert, now is beautiful. And what I'm picturing is something, again, like my only black point of reference is Big Mama's Family.
Uh-huh.
That I'm picturing a scene from,
from
Big Mama's Family or Nutty Professor with a bunch of crazy, you know, just full of spirit black folk together in a
bathroom. Lazy.
Crazy.
No, crazy. Crazy.
Oh, as in full of spirit.
You're lazy. They're crazy. But it's like at a Baptist church, and it's like got the Reverend Al Green, and it's got the whole choir going, and it's
memory, the chitlins, the core, the top,
it's like,
and all that good stuff, right?
Like the Blues Brothers.
Of course.
So anyway.
Yeah.
He sends the email. Don, my cousin is getting married on the 23rd of October. Instead of me, we could send Tom and Dennis.
Now,
I can't go, but there's a twist to the story.
Okay.
I already RSVP.
Oh.
Now,
so,
this cousin.
I always send him a check.
Is it a cousin that you like? Do you get along?
I like all my cousins, man.
Do your cousins, did these cousins know our show at all?
I doubt it.
Where's the...
I am kind of like the black sheep of the family.
And so to speak.
They're all very religious, and, you know, I hate religious people.
Why are you unable to attend, Robert?
I work three jobs. I'm not lazy as Don likes to insinuate.
No, I'm not. Listen, you're not lazy. I know where you're going to be. You're going to be off at another abortion this weekend.
Well, I had two last week, three next week, you know.
So I think, is there any agenda you have with this cousin?
And he'll be performing in Scotland.
I think it's just a quirky idea.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea.
I sent the email last week.
Well,
I think you guys are getting the beard. She used to call me back, and we had a little conversation, but she didn't talk to me.
Well, she has Lyme disease, you know. Oh boy, your phone is awful. Robert,
oh, that
button.
Phone
Let's get
sucks.
You on, get you on another line. And joining us now is the world's second best tard, mm-hmm. Dennis Murphy.
I'm a tard?
No, wait a little bit. No, you're not. Dennis referred to himself as the number one tard.
No, Tom referred to himself.
I'm sorry, I get the two of these phones. You know, it's like...
They're such good friends.
It's like Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. After a while, you know, I've seen them so many times together.
So are we going to send the producers to the wedding?
I think we are.
Have you heard about this, Dennis?
All I hear is a wedding.
Robert has your teeth, you know.
No kidding.
Here are the details.
Rob's
dying.
That's a good reaction.
Dennis, have you been to DonnaMikeWebsite.com and have you seen Robert Mailman's beautiful teeth?
That dentist did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those could have been your teeth.
That was your bit.
Dog face.
Hey, you know, I can't fault Robert. Hey, he's looking good now.
But hold on. We offered it to you first, dog boy.
No, I know you. Well, you did, but you did not find a dentist, so I did not.
We did. Not only did we find a dentist, mm-hmm. we found a dentist that was willing to do, I believe he did, like, it was like over $10,000 worth of work that he did just for the free pub.
I did not know that.
Did not know that. What have you been up to, Dennis?
Man, I've been working, I'm trying to buy a business.
You're trying to buy a business? What kind of business?
What business?
A Dachshund convenience store.
A dash in convenience store.
A Dachshund convenience store.
The money's in gasoline.
Gasoline
convenience store.
No.
Hold on.
The money's in convenience, not that.
No, I know.
All right, so you're talking
about... Yeah, the money's in all the stuff people...
You're talking about buying a gas station that has, like, a mini-mart in it.
Yeah, it's a mini-mart gasoline station, yes.
How are you going to be able to afford to buy a gasoline station?
Well, a home equity, I'm going to try to hit my home equity,
Remember, he's an accountant. He knows the ways of finance.
Right.
If you don't get a convenience store, you could look into the business that Ned Flanders has on The Simpsons.
What's that?
The Left-Handed Emporium.
Hello, Robert.
Yeah, sorry about
that. That's all right.
Let's listen to two quality cell phones simultaneously.
Now, here's Robert, who has the teeth, and Dennis, who really deserved the teeth, but he just didn't get it.
Hey, Robert, how you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing? Hey, I'm struggling, but I'm surviving. You know, it could be in New Orleans, and they went on to the paddle very well, so...
What did he say? Dennis,
with that one arm, you couldn't paddle well.
Paddle well in New Orleans.
Now, where has Tom vanished to? Because Tom ought to be part of this. He really ought to be part of this trifecta.
Well, if Tom...
It's dying life.
Yes, Dennis.
Can you wish me a happy birthday, please?
When is your birthday?
Hold on.
Today!
Hold on, Dennis. Rob, don't even say anything. I remember. Don't think I don't remember.
All right.
Where are our Christmas gifts?
Oh, they're coming in 2 months.
2 months?
But I mean our Christmas gifts from last year.
Well, you know, I'll double up on in December.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He will double up on Christmas. Does that mean that everyone will get two?
No, the value will be increased.
The value will be increased.
No.
Yeah, listen,
you want two gifts? Okay. Do you want value or two gifts?
Are we getting gas station snacks?
We want three gifts.
I'd like two. Imagine? I'd like two gifts. That's more difficult. I'd like two gifts.
Wrapped individually.
You know, the name of your new gas
not
station.
Not in shopping bags.
The name of your new gas station should be Hold Me Up First. That's what, the sign outside should just say Dennis Murphy's Hold Me Up First.
Very good.
What? He's let you down so much. I don't know why you still let him on the show.
Did you hear that, Dennis?
What?
Exactly.
I said you let the boys down so many times.
Hold on. Hold on.
I don't know why you're still on the show.
Hold on. Here's the name. Here's...
How did I let the guys down? As the Christmas gift, they sound very hurt about this situation.
Why?
I almost am inclined to buy them myself.
Okay, don't worry, Robert. I will take care of them.
Dennis, hold on, guys. Pipe down. I've got the name of your gas station. Seriously. Stumps Pumps.
I like it.
Stumps Pumps.
Wow.
We serve you with a smile and half a hand.
Okay, all right.
Ease up, Robert. We'll work on the slogan. God.
Listen, Dennis. Oh, God, these phones.
Yeah. I love calling on.
These phones are horrible.
Of course,
Robert's phone is breaking up like Dennis's molars.
If these guys were in the room, it would still be impossible to understand.
I have to ask Robert a very important question. Yeah. Robert, are you punishing this cousin for anything?
No, I'm being a jerk. I'm just trying to make. I like doing funny things. It's quirky.
Yeah.
All right, and I think
this is tight ass. It's going to work.
And I think we should.
Are you going to make any kind of phone call? Letting the cousin know?
No, I'm going to discuss that with Don. With Don, would you want me to let him know ahead of time or just...
I would not. My thought would be send the two of them in. Let's get them tuxedos.
Right.
Let's send them in with a tape recorder.
Baby blue and pink.
Just like, or orange. Like
orange.
I should have the invite.
And Dumb and Dumber.
Good.
And we would write something for them. Like,
if he's got the invite, then he can at least give them that. You think like
right,
a note
I'll bring in front.
Yes, I think a note from Robert. And then when these guys show up at the wedding, they have a tape recorder that starts with, you know, hi, we are here on behalf of
Robert
the mailman.
They can introduce
you. Oh, no, why do you got to put me in?
Well, it's your idea.
Your invite.
Why don't you say that's from the Don's and Mike show?
Oh, you want us to take the heat?
No. Listen, he could say he's from the Don and Mike show, but your cousin definitely has to know that they're showing up because you're not there.
I feel like this, Don. If this was your first match and they were younger, I didn't worry about that, but they're older than me. And they got babies, mamas, they got kids and everything, so.
Alright, well, then it'll be a fun bet.
Showing up won't be that much of a shock. Now,
it's a good idea.
It will cement my place in hell.
Will there be anybody else white there?
Hopefully the caterers.
Is it going to be a church wedding?
No, they're having it at, like, the bowling alley. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Let me read the invite. I got it right here. Well, I wouldn't let Don read it, but...
In a barber shop.
It's somewhere in Maryland.
Dear friends,
how close are you to this cousin, Robert?
Join us at Lane 18.
I haven't seen him in years, but he calls me a lot. Let's see, University of Maryland.
Being held
well, we've done that. Let's not give out when it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he had put that out there about five times already.
No,
we did not.
We didn't do that.
Well, I mean, I got the invitation right here. So,
maybe I did mention it when I read the email, but who cares?
You can't like this cousin. What did he do?
I like all my cousins, man.
Right.
You know me. I think about the show. That's why I walk around my...
Okay, all right. Listen, I can't take these phones anymore. Robert, hold on. Thank you for the invite. We'll send Dennis. Hold on.
Sounds like Dennis wants to go and Tom wants to go, too.
Dennis?
Yes.
Now, will you go and represent our show and be Robert's emissary at this wedding for his cousin?
Why not? I have nothing else to do.
Will you take care of Tom?
That's the attitude.
Tom has to get there. I'm not picking his ass up.
That's the attitude I love.
Why can't you pick Tom's ass up as you put it?
No, I'm not picking his ass up.
You've picked him up before.
No, I haven't. He has never been good to it.
He's never been in your... Oh, in this
it's
tour.
It's He's never been in Dennis's CLI.
Would you please give Tom a ride?
Well...
How about... I'm just speaking just for me. I will wipe out the Christmas gifts. Out your debt to me.
You will wipe out your Christmas
gifts. Yes, you will owe me no Christmas gifts.
That will not be me. My mind stand.
If you'll allow Tom to ride in the stuntmobile.
Don't look weird. I'll let that. Okay, I'll put the gas up.
There you go.
Oh, good for you, good man.
I thought you got a new car.
No, it's still the... I still have a
Taurus. Hey, Mike, you laugh. I want to tell you something. I watched RoboCop the other night. And
that was a Taurus.
When that movie was made, even back then,
right,
when they were supposed to be futuristic,
sure,
they still look like an AMC Pacer that you just, like, squeeze a little bit. You know, kind of made it...
Now, are you going to get along with Tom on this trip?
No, for a couple of hours, I can stand him.
What does he do that bothers you?
Would you like him to call you up, like, once every night?
Does he call you a lot, Stumpy?
Well, lately he's been good. Because I haven't been picking up, the phone.
Yeah. Dennis.
Yeah.
So if you do this, Tom's going to wipe out his Christmas gifts, but I still get mine. And no gift bags. My gifts must be wrapped with ribbons.
I'll put them in the newspaper. You know, the Washington Post.
You know, no, it's impossible for him to do a ribbon, Mike.
Wrapped. No, it's just the kind. I can think. I will. It doesn't have to be tied. It can be the kind that you just tape on.
Stick on.
You stick on.
Stick on Mibbit.
You know what? I'll give you a gift bag. You know those colorful
gift bags? No.
Like a clip-on necktie.
Right. Or a bow tie.
I want
that. That's what I'm trying to get. Where's my bow tie? Okay, hold on.
Wait, I want Mike, the gifts wrapped.
Hold on. The phone sucks. Hold on, Dennis. Hold on, shut up. Hold on.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Tom and Dennis, the aristocrats.
And where's Tom?
I got the Ben and Jerry's hair.
Hello?
Hey. Tom, call back six.
Listen. You handle this, please.
I've already been doing that. Hello?
Thank you. Okay, well...
I can't find Tom, though.
Tom.
What was that?
Oh, we're just talking.
From one hand, one heart. This is Dennis Murphy.
Dennis hits. Not when people
together. Maybe we'll dance to that.
Think of me, babe, whenever.
Some sweet talk.
Oh, God. You're some
of love. Think of the star.
You know, I guess
what was her name?
Pain in the ass.
Or
Kelly Sofer.
Yeah, it's kind of rough, yeah.
Pammy Pump. I didn't even notice the many years we've played.
Jenny Jar.
That
Robin Receptacle.
That hit record.
Yeah.
How awful she is.
She's terrible.
That Dennis is awful.
Yeah, but he really went above and beyond by getting her to sing on it.
Hold on there, Beth Ann. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Number one Tarzan.
Good.
Hello. It's like number one Chinese restaurant.
Now we can have the real fun when we put the... Is Dennis still on hold?
Yes, he is. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Good news. This weekend, you're going to be going to Robert the Mailman's cousin's wedding.
Oh, goody.
And
Dennis is giving you a ride.
Here is Dennis now. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hey.
Dennis, without giving specifics, why don't you work out the travel arrangements with Tom right now?
Go ahead.
Well, Tom, whenever the skin is, I'll pick you up, and then I'll take you to the weather, and then, unfortunately, I'll take you back home.
Where is it going to be at?
Well, Tom,
Don't worry.
We're going to work through those details in a moment.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, are you outside?
No, I'm in the mall at Tyson's.
What are you doing at the mall? Scaring people?
No. Doing trick-or-treaters.
What are you roaring? Are you at a payphone? Are you at... You're doing... What are you doing?
Doing trick-or-treaters, man.
Trick-or-treaters.
Tom, how can you be doing trick-or-treaters? It's only Rocktober 18th.
I mean, I'm watching people go by.
Why don't you roar a little bit?
Roar!
No, it's you're in the mouth. You got to roar louder than that. Tom! How about do the parrot?
Are you on a payphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, you're on your cell phone.
How do you spell cell phone?
S-A-L-L-C-A-O-N-E.
That's my guy's cell phone.
Can you say this, Tom, at the top of your lungs? And you go, I'm going to kill all you bastards.
No, I'm kidding.
Don't say that. No, don't bother, Tom. Don't say that.
I'm not. Hey, wait.
Say this, though. Say.
Hey, yo, Charlie.
So, Tom, repeat after me. Scream real loud. The sharper image won't hire me. Scream as loud as you can.
I get too excited.
Scream as loud as you can.
I did. I get totally out of control. It's so unfair.
The sharper image won't hire me.
The sharper image won't hire me.
Close enough.
Are you looking forward to the wedding, Tom?
Yeah.
And do everyone a treat, Tom. Before you leave, eat a Cinnabon and no napkins.
And now scream as loud as you can. I worked it in Nordstrom's. I worked it at Nordstrom's.
I worked at Nordstrom.
Okay, how about this?
I like the crowd at Tyson's Corner.
How about really loud? Fall into the gap.
What?
Tom, why don't you approach a stranger and ask if they'd like to try your scent?
What?
Dennis, are you still on the line?
I'm coming up.
Dennis, you don't sound like you're really interested.
You know, Tom dominates these conversations.
Dennis just completely quits.
Tom is the husband and Dennis is the wife. There is no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Tom is pitching and Dennis is catching.
Yes,
all
Dennis does not assert himself in these situations.
Remember, you can't spell assert without ass.
Mm-hmm. Being a Donald.
Okay, Dennis, hold on, please. Hold on, please. Let's talk to the more interesting of the two.
Okay.
So, Tom, what are you really doing at the mall besides scaring people?
I'm doing security.
You're what?
He's doing security.
Doing security.
Do you have a uniform on?
Hey, what? Guess what just went by? A girl with big hooters.
Heightened security.
You know.
How do you spell Hooters?
No.
Hey, Tom, how do you spell Hooters?
H-O-O-T-E-R.
It's pretty good.
Never lets down.
Pretty good.
Never
well,
lets
he's
down.
Been there a lot.
Yeah.
He likes the wings.
All right, Tom, listen, you're going to the wedding on Saturday with Dennis. Have a great time at Tyson's Corner.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you please take us to break?
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.